Chuck?
Change his word.
Okay, well, here is what Jennifer gave to me. So if you want to take a look at that, the post notes maybe have been moved, but those are some changes that Jennifer gave.
Excuse me, I have to go pick up Mary Beth Versace. She got taken to the wrong spot by bus. Where's Thomas Paine School? Make sure I go to the right place.
Thomas Paine is just straight down Washington, isn't it?
Straight down Washington?
You can go down, no, that's Prairie.
Prairie, that's Washington.
You go down.
That's Prairie down there, yeah.
I think the best way to get it is, what is that street out there? Philo.
Isn't Thomas Paine behind the old Kmart?
Yeah, you know what old Kmart is?
So I have to go down Florida.
Yeah, go down Florida. Yeah.
You can take a right?
Yeah. Okay. Can't miss it if you go down Florida.
Okay. Wait. Where, behind the old Kmart?
Yeah,
well, in that general area.
Yeah. It's west of
Philo in Florida. Then you
It's west of the, or east of Philo.
Yeah.
Well, we can, is this on already, Pius?
Yes, it's on.
Okay, all right. Don't leave me with them. I guess we can go ahead and call the meeting to order. It is 5:33, October 23rd, 2009. We are the Citizens Advisory Committee for Jury Selection, meeting in the Brookings Administrative Center in the Jennifer K. Putman Meeting Room. We do a roll call. If you would start, please, Ms. Miller.
Millen.
Okay.
Rosamond.
Matt Putman.
Bill Brown.
Roger Holland.
Tom DeFunnis.
Patrick Thompson.
And Aaron Ammons, I'm serving as the chair. I did receive calls from Patricia Avery and Brian Dolliner saying that they would not be able to make it this evening. And I think we all got the email from Ken Turner saying that he would not be able to make it this evening. I thought I saw Barbara Kessel's car out there. Maybe she's here, but I have not received a call from her. And, of course, we know Pius has just left to go pick up a guest who's supposed to come and present some information to us tonight. So,
no.
I'm sorry, did he ask something?
No.
Okay. So, has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda that we have for this evening? Mm-hmm. And we need to approve the agenda, so if we can get a motion and a second to do so.
Moved
by Mr. DeFonis, second by Mr. Gladney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. So the agenda is approved. And the approval of the minutes from October 9th. Has everyone had a chance to read those minutes? If not, we can take a second. If anybody's still looking through them.
Do you have an extra copy?
I think it's attached, actually, here to this.
Attached to the agenda that was...
Here you go. Here's one.
Oh,
okay. So we want to take a second and let some people skim through that, or what? I'll take that as a yes. Nobody's saying nothing, all right?
Question. Mm-hmm. when we talked about this video, we're saying cultural relevance. How is that going to look?
Let's see, where are you in the minutes?
In the minutes on, I guess this is page, so back of the page where it was
kind of blacked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is not this part anymore?
Well, there's a...
Oh, it's a letter from Miss...
Yeah. This is not, that's not actually part of the minutes.
That's not part of the minutes?
No, I think this is something Pius attached.
Okay, so what you may have need to be brought up to speed on is that there's a partnership that's going to develop. Well, you all talked about this more last meeting, so maybe
that's why I would, I know this was mentioned and talked about at the last meeting, but I want to know where, how is it going to be culturally relevant? What are they going to do to make it?
Okay, we can come to that after the minutes. Okay, it's part. We can just.
Are the minutes as they are right here? Are they
And Ms. Kranick is going to be here, so maybe she can answer.
Oh, she's coming again tonight?
That's what Board Pius was going with, to go pick her up.
Was that her?
No, no, no. He's going to pick somebody else up.
Oh, this is not Ms. Kranick.
Right, right, right.
There's that. So if we can just stick with you, let's get the minutes approved, because this is something attached to the minutes, right? So let's see if we want to get these. Let's follow the agenda as far as the minutes being approved. So if everyone's had a chance to look at that.
I move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second
by Mr. Gladney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. So the minutes from October 9th are approved as they are. And we move into public participation. And I know he's just burning to say something. No public participation again.
Got nothing.
Just smiles from public participation. And actually, if we can move for an update on this grant proposal, and that's what we can talk about, this piece that you're talking about, because I think that's the video that we're speaking to.
I know, but...
Yes, Mr. Gladden.
Titus has been talking with Kim Cronick about that. Could the committee, can we move that to maybe further down the agenda until Titus gets back?
Until he gets back?
Yeah.
I don't see that's a problem. It's Barbara Kessel and... Ms. Jennifer Putman have entered the room, and just in the nick of time, because we were just about to vote on who's going to take the minutes.
Oh, and no one wants to do it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Nobody wants to do it.
And actually, we should have done that before we even moved past, but Matt's not helping me a whole lot. Pius is gone, so y'all just throwing me out here.
Oh, Pius doesn't.
He's coming. He's coming back.
Yes.
We're just going to actually just kind of wait for a second that somebody can take the notes.
Are we already at approval of the agenda?
Yes, we have approved the agenda already as well.
I really didn't want to approve it the way it is. Can I make a motion?
I don't know. It's kind of
I think you're like totally out of it.
we could... suspend our rules and allow an out-of-order amendment to the agenda. Okay, I would like to make a permanent change to our agenda, which is to include an element called announcements and communication, and that could come just before public participation. Okay. And that would be a time when I could say something like, for example, tonight we will be joined by the journalism student Mary Beth Versace. When we have something for and that was the bit of announcement that I had to offer. And then another thing I wanted to announce is that Joe Miller has invited Chair Ammons and others to speak at the February meeting of the League of Women Voters, and I think that was great of Joe to do that.
And I think it was great of Aaron to accept.
Oh, great. And I read that in the League of Women Voters newsletter, that Aaron will be on the agenda for the February meeting of our League of Women Voters.
Thank you for inviting me, Joan. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And Aaron has agreed to talk about the work of this committee, and I hope that as many of you as possible can attend the meeting.
When is it?
It's Thursday, February 11th at noon at the Urbana City Council building.
Well, thank you for allowing me to mess up the agenda.
Just blame it on Judge DuPont. Somebody.
I just wanted to call her.
Go right here, Judge.
Well, this is announcement and communication. I got the... the curriculum for our judges' training session that will come up in January and April of next year. All of the judges in the state of Illinois are required to attend this week-long session. And one of the blocks of time is devoted to jury diversity. Mm-hmm. It's almost a three-hour block of time on Wednesday that I'm not sure what the content is going to be, but I can only assume that it's something similar to what we're trying to accomplish here, and all of the judges in the state of Illinois, every one of them is required to attend.
And this is, you said you gave January and another time?
Because they want us to go, half and half. Half of the judges will be going, and first week in February, half of the judges will be going the second or third week in April.
Mm-hmm. Where does this take place at?
Chicago. And it's mandatory. And again, I don't know what the content of that section is. I've signed up for it, but
February and April.
Yes, I think it's it can only be February and April. That it's got to be something that what we're dealing with here.
Is not all judges in our
every judge in the state of Illinois were mandated to attend.
Just state judges.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's appellate court, Supreme Court. I mean, they're all going to be there.
Who's doing
the show?
They have the Supreme Court has an education committee, and again, I don't know what the content of any of these sessions are going to be, but this is just the curriculum, and this is an indication that I assume it has to be something what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Bring us back great notes.
Well, I'll bring you back the section. I'll bring you back the information that they have.
And are you going to one in February or April?
I'm going in April.
April.
But the judges that are going in February will bring back the book, and I'll pull the section out that deals with that.
Okay. All right.
So I'll get it to you.
Okay, wonderful. Okay,
thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, so actually we never really approved the motion to suspend the rules to allow but you know, so we did it, okay? All right. So are we ready to move on now? Okay, all right. So we did the public participation, and we asked for the update on the grant proposal. You were saying to move that to the back, and was there a reason why you were saying that again?
Because Pius was talking with Kim Cronin, okay. And probably be better to report out on that. So since he's not here,
okay.
Maybe
he's here.
Oh, he is here.
Hi, yes.
Hi,
yes.
Minus.
Yes, indeed. So would we want to do this update now, or we want to allow, yes. Pius, where we are in the agenda is that we are looking for an update on the grant proposal.
Well, there's a letter on page 3 here. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I emailed Kimberly last week sometime late days, and she replied, replied earlier today, and then later today. This actually comes in today, so hot off the press. And that's not redacted, the black area. This was highlighted in red. It says, what other background information can you provide to me that illustrates the problem, full solutions, and evidence that these solutions would work? I am in need of this context in order to write the grant. Mm-hmm. this is the latest information right here. I'm not redacted at all, but to bring it here. I have talked to Susan McGrath about who the applicator should be for this, and it should be the circuit court, although I'll do the work and just sign off on it, as we talked about before. It could either be the county board or the circuit court. It's just easier because when you go to the county board, you got to go through a committee, vote, all that stuff. And when you go to the circuit court, you can just be one vote and be a judge of policies. And so it's looking for that move. But so I will, obviously, we can go through this, and I guess a lot of the background information would come from the material, some of the material we gathered, or from the, obviously, that they've been done by 4 or 5 years. And so I may come back and ask various people from this community, what we had to do. So I'll start putting stuff together.
Okay.
And I'll probably use, this company here is a good source because you probably have copies of everything, right?
Every single thing.
Ms. Putman, I know that I'm recognizing you. Mr. Thompson actually had a question about this area before we, because we kind of tabled it, but pushed it back for a little bit. So I wanted him to ask his question and be able to come to you.
Well, I noticed it here that we're going to, that this video or this project, if approved or if funded, there's a part where they're going to say where they're going to be trying to make it culturally relevant, and I'm going to know how is that going to look.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think that's something for Kimberly. Probably would be a better answer. Perhaps she can tell you how they're going to go about doing that, and perhaps with Will Patterson too.
Okay. So Well, I guess my suggestion is, since, well, how are we going to communicate to them what we would like to see, or what we would like to see? Is that something that we need to have typed up? Email to the group or suggestions?
Either we could do it as a committee or individually have it go through Aaron, maybe Aaron give it to me.
Let me just kind of explain my concerns. My concern would be if we're going to have these young folks developing this video, because they're young folks, so I'm assuming that there may be some targeted at younger minorities or younger people in the community. Mm-hmm. And if it's going to be music-based, or is it going to have a component in it that's going to explain the importance of being on the jury, on the ports of their responsibility, the importance of dressing properly, knowing how to conduct themselves, because they will be placing judgment upon somebody. So they need to be taken very seriously. Because lives are, they're putting, if we're going to put something out in the community, we need to make sure that it's being done appropriately. So them being able to communicate that or express that in the video, the importance of being able to understand the importance of taking notes, listening, coming prepared. Because they're placing judgment upon someone or somebody. It can result in either, it can, from something small to them receiving the death penalty. So that is not something that I think it should be taken lightly.
Oh, I agree.
So we need to make sure that this is not something, that this video project is not something that is not going to have these components in there. That's my concern and my thought.
Well, Randy. Well, actually, Jenny was before you, and then she might want to defer to you. I don't know.
Is that non sequitur? So I think we should finish the very large subject that Patrick has opened. What I would say to that is, my understanding is, even though the partner, because it's easiest, would be the circuit court, the partner will also be the county board and the Citizens Advisory Committee on Jury Service, which includes...
But you are
the client, and that you would have the opportunity to have your input as to what makes it culturally relevant. That the people sitting around the table will be the folks with whom the students, who are like our contractors, they would be consulting with us. So you would be in the driver's seat to have that influence. That's the way I see it. But that you'd be invited to come to the youth media workshop, meet the young people who will be paid to produce the video, and as Kim has emphasized, it's not just producing a video, it's got how do we get it out and be used in the civic engagement part of it.
Randy?
Yeah, I agree with both of you, but I think the conversation's a little premature. I think those details don't have to come for the grant proposal. The grant proposal is due in just a couple of weeks or whatever. I think that broad outline of what we want to do, including making it culturally relevant, is important. But I think if we get the grant, mm-hmm. I think what Jenny says is right. I think we'll get groups of people here who are interested in meeting with the kids and kind of coming up with ideas of what we think the outcome would be. But for now, I think it's a little premature to talk about it. But it's a good idea to be culturally relevant.
So that actually brought me back to where I wanted to go with this, was to find out in this piece, in the proposal, the information that she highlighted that was obviously very important to her.
Actually, on the same page.
So, all right. When I thought about the statistical information, of course, Bill, I thought about you, right? Just throwing it out there, right? You know, because of what you do. But I'm not saying that there's no one else who would be able to assist in it. But I wanted to propose that whatever that documentation or the data is that we need to compile, that is put together in such a way that Kimberly could use it and write into the grant. And I immediately thought about you. But the ultimate objective is that we have to either put together a particular people, or you all asking me to do it as the chair. Or I mean, I don't know exactly how that works, chair of the Justice Committee. The jobs just fall on the chair, or do they fall in, or people within the committee volunteer and do sorts of things? Because we have to group this in such a way that people get the information that Kimberly needs and gets it to her probably within a week, right?
Yeah, by November 2nd. Was that the Monday?
Yeah.
A week from this coming Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jimmy.
Okay, that brings me back to what I was going to say before Patrick raised the important question that he raised. I spoke with Kimberly today, and I said I could send her all of our minutes. Of course, she could also access them off our website. Has some other, she has, thanks to Brian Dolinar, the most recent study by the League of Women Voters in College of Law, but she wanted previous years also. And because, like many of us, she can be afloat in paper, she prefers the electronic version of things, and she gave me a special email address to use because her other address at work gets overflowed with electronic messages. And then, because our journalism student, Mary Beth Versace, is here, I wanted to tell you, Mary Beth, that Kim Chronicle also wanted me to send copies of the reporting that you did last year. And I have that. And so I'll be sending a few things in photocopy version. Kim was also interested in some of the news accounts that have been published in the News Gazette. So I have had that conversation with her, and we'll be sending it.
Matt?
Looking at these three bullet points, have you had any clarification? Is this the last thing you've got from her?
Yes, I can come back to you.
Well, she asked here, having a discussion about the above before the letter is written, if it is written, would be my preference. I'm just curious. I mean, this is going to be our last meeting before this is due. Mm-hmm. So, who should want to have that discussion with?
Well,
because it seems to me like the part of this was just going to have to entail that. I mean, I think we've been meeting long enough that we sort of all know what we want from this committee,
yeah,
that we would going to have to put a particular amount of trust in them, someone or someone's to just do.
I think two and three is going to be pretty easy. Anyway, yeah. That's going to be, but number one is our level of participation, because that's going to vary among the people on the committee. I think that's sort of the hardest one. Or, yeah, the hardest one to grab, right, because it's not to be different to different people.
Okay. Judge?
Well, our level of participation is, as Mr. Thompson said, once, if this grant is available, then the participation will be to make sure that whatever is produced is something that this committee. Mm-hmm. So I think, again, it depends on the individual how much you want to be involved in it, but I assume that we will have the opportunity to give input.
Pius?
Are there ways that we say, like, the members of the committee will be available to, you know, possibly interview children or school-age kids to be involved, and to suggest school-age kids, so on and so forth. We need teachers to work with our students if they want to get them involved in any way. So I think it can be done in a broad sense. Hopefully, we can cover everybody's aspirations, what should be done. And the best way to do is I'll try to come up with a letter and send it out to everybody, and everybody can sort of pound on it, and hopefully I'll bring together?
Well, I will I will volunteer to spend whatever amount of time necessary with Kim over the next week to try to answer all of the questions that she has, to give all the data and information that she needs. I may need to call on various individuals within the committee to help me do that. But I'll take the point and say, listen, I'll be that person to convey the information if that's going to be helpful. Yes, sir.
Are you planning to start with a letter of commitment?
Letter of commitment.
Do you want to write that?
Sure, I think I could start that.
Okay, I want you to take first swipe at it. And then just send it out and we can add, whatever.
Now, I'd like to take a couple points on that. George, you said that, the commitment is basically addressing our level of participation, right? Is that what we...
The three bullets.
Right, the three bullets. When you say commitment to me, I mean, that to me was like how...
A three bullet commitment with these details.
Okay. All right.
Basically saying why we want to do it, including that information. So.
Okay, I'm going to do is, I'm glad Ms. Kessel raised her hand because I was going to call on her expertise at some point, her and the co-chair, Ms. Avery, over the next week to maybe help me compile that so that the language is what we're looking for. But I wanted to acknowledge you as well.
Well, I wanted to say that these three bullet points, which I hadn't read a little earlier, seems to me that we do have to discuss Patrick's points right now and not later, because that's the expectations for the project. That's point two. What we want it to do, what we want it to look like.
Well, I think that really what our expectations are, or at least what I think our expectations should be, is to provide a video that increases knowledge, awareness of the need for people to participate in jury service.
And motivation.
And I don't think that we necessarily need to go into any detail about that, because I think that the input, from what I said under, what I'm thinking under the first bullet point, really our participation is going to be to provide input and guidance and suggestions about the direction of how the video is going to come out to Ms. Kronick and the people who are involved in making it. So I think that from a broad sense, we can say that's what we want to do. And then I think it's important for everybody to provide the input that makes the most sense. But again, I don't think we have to narrow down exactly what it is that we're going to try to come up with, exactly how it's supposed to look, just indicate in a broad sense. And then obviously the issue that Mr. Thompson raised is very important and needs to be addressed all the way along the process so that the end result is something that the whole committee is happy with.
Well, how about we just kind of, maybe we need to just do this. I can type up what my concern, send it to the group, and it could be added into, if she feels necessary of adding it into the proposal, then that could be done. And I probably should look, because the reason why I'm saying, because I applied and we received one of those public engagement. So it's a committee. And once they look at it, they don't know what we may say, we're trying to get more minorities, but it's okay, well, how? What are you planning? How is this the university engaging the community? So, I'm pretty sure Kimberly has, she's received some as well, so I'm pretty sure she knows how to just pull. I'll do that, and then that way we can just kind of keep moving on.
That's great.
All right, so the level of commitment, I'll start writing the letter of commitment from this committee, and I'll reach out to Ms. Kessel and to Patricia to sort of help start that process, and I'll be including that to your stuff, and when you send it to me, but I'll send it out to the group, and we'll make additions and help with corrections or whatever. So I make sure I get on that ASAP. Is there anything else that's sticking out about this that's important? What was in red here? I'm not sure I understand exactly what this should look like. What other background information can you provide to me that illustrates the problem, proposed solutions, and evidence? Is that what I'm going to be sort of writing?
That may be the data that Jennifer has talked about with the previous reports from the legal
yeah,
voters.
Yeah, sort of out
that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Maybe information from Kankakee County too.
Well, I mean, she's asking for evidence that those solutions would work. That's what Sister Romeo, yeah. What when you say an evidence that those solutions would work,
well,
it makes me think about what Ms. Hannaford said about, like, then the follow-up letter. We can use that sort of information, the follow-up letter that's supposed to, that has the study show that it produced 25% to 46% increase. I mean, that's something that we could add to that. That's something that was some evidence of one of our proposed solutions that would work. Right? That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if that has to be part of, that's not part of the letter of commitment. I think that's
no, not part of the letter of commitment, but a part of what Jennifer, Ms. Putman was supposed to maybe share with Kimberly. Okay? Ms. Putman, you hear me? Okay, all right. I just want to make sure you heard. All right. So, is there anything else about this that anybody's concerned with that we need to? Yes, Ms. Miller.
I just
want to
ask Jenny, do you need any help getting those previous reports, or can you do that?
I've got them all in my giant computer.
Oh.
Yes. If I do, I would turn to Steve Beckett.
Okay.
I'm sure he would. He can't do anything.
Okay.
Or I would turn to you.
Okay.
I think I have
them all.
Right. And the other thing is, I don't want to. I want Kim to have all the stuff she needs, but I don't want to give her more than what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be selective in what we provide.
So I wasn't here, of course, at the last meeting. Were you all, was the committee clear about this partnership and what the possibilities would produce and why, and were we all in agreement that it was going to be beneficial? Yes. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right. Okay. So is it, if there's nothing else on this, Judge?
I asked, do you expect me to sign this letter?
Yes. Okay.
I'm having surgery on Tuesday, and I'm going to be out of commission.
We have a rubber band
for a couple of weeks.
No, but I've been practicing really well.
You can bring it to me at the hospital. I'll be under the influence, and I'll sign it.
Well, who would be in charge of what you want?
Judge Clement, the acting.
Just have him see if he can sign for you.
Exactly. Yeah, and you can send that to me, and I'll give it to Judge Clement.
All right.
Okay.
And no, Randy, I'm not going to sign anything for you. When I'm
I was
oh yeah, I've got several. No, I've got some.
Drug, you know.
I've got several documents he's going to be signing. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of things.
Actually,
yes.
I want to make sure we are by signing the letter of commitment. The groundwork which will be done by Mr. Weibel, Mr. Ammons, assisted by Barbara, the people around this table, we will get something that we can all feel proud of for Kim, that Kim and WILL, or I guess it's called the Illinois Public Media, can feel proud of signing. But it will go out above the signature of Judge Stefanis. And together, we will be among probably, unfortunately, more than 10 others competing for the 10 only.
$10,000 grant?
20.
$20,000 grant?
Mm-hmm.
I think I must have written it in error in the minutes.
No, I thought it was $10,000 in her document, too, or maybe it's in the minutes.
Oh, you know, no, it's 20.
It's, okay, I wrote it in error.
Okay.
But, you know, we're competing with others for this limited money that the Vice Chancellor's office is engagement. All right. Oh, and it's for a one-year project, so we're to be involved for the full year that commences January 1st and doesn't end until December 31st.
What could be spent for?
Well, Kim made it pretty clear that it was a one-year project and that it involved much more than producing a video, but getting the video out and having involvement among the parties who need to be involved for a full year. She wanted it to have legs. It's not just what she wants, it's what the Chancellor's office wants.
Well, that's what why we wanted to do the partnerships also with the schools, the churches, and the other various places where we could show the video, and the video would be the tool, and would make it pretty simple for us to organize those things. You know, we can hold them in contempt of court, of the jury service committee or something. Right? Nobody's laughing tonight. Everybody ready to go, right? Okay, all right. So, Ms. Kessel.
I had a question about the line that says we're not offering to broadcast the produced video for this proposal. Mm-hmm. I thought they would broadcast it a couple times, but anyway. So what you just said is that we're going to run around with it ourselves as a committee and show it and talk about it.
Yeah, I think it would be important for, if we didn't have the entire committee show up, I think members of the committee, if you had an actual setup event or presentation where we showed the video, but I think when you asking the schools to show it in their civic classes mm-hmm. or some of the churches to show it in different places, just places we know where we have a quote-unquote sort of captive audience where we can show the video and they can have question and answer about it.
On May 1, Law Day occurs, which people really don't know much about, but it's a day where sometimes, at least in the past, members of the legal community have gone to the schools to talk about the legal process, answer questions, and that thing. The Bar Association tries, I think, to get out to the schools as much as they can, although it's kind of a tough time of year because they're trying to wrap up their school year. But it may be something that if it's done at that time or whenever it's done, you could tie it in with something that the Bar Association would do, and you actually have, God forbid, a lawyer go with members of the community, of the committee who aren't lawyers, to be there for Law Day and show this in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Somebody, it was Mr. Weibler.
That sentence, what she says, we're not offering broadcast this proposal, might be just a statement saying that it's not part of the deal, but maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely anticipate that they'll show it, but not to be expected.
She's right. Not, she can't promise that.
Right.
Okay.
Bill?
I don't remember discussing specifically what our target audience was, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but I don't think it's just kids, or I don't think we've really narrowed it down, have we? It's mostly just people to be on juries.
Right. Well, I mean, when we stay consistent with what this committee was put together for, and that's where what Mr. Thompson was talking about as far as the cultural relevance, why we thought the youth media workshop piece would be important. So we sort of kind of embraced the ideals or the mission of this committee by bringing in those components, by bringing in youth media and making it.
They don't necessarily produce for youth. They can produce for...
Right. No, no, it's not. It's just youth doing the production. Right. That's why it's okay. Called Youth Media Workshop. Right.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Well, and again, as he said, if this video is going to focus on younger people, that's just a portion of what we're trying to do. I mean, you're going to be... And we have other outreaches to
right.
adults in the community. And so... I look upon this as just a tool that we can use to help. And once you, I think if you start talking to young people, getting them involved, getting them interested, when they turn 18 or if they are 18, then they may very well approach that question.
And they have a base. That's what why young people are important, because now it's not something new to them. All of a sudden, they have to start the process at 18.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just saying that at some point we're going to have to decide who our target audience is, and if that's what we decide, then that's fine, but okay. I don't think we really have a complete discussion.
Well, that's an important point, though. That is going to be important. Was there another hand?
Well, maybe we can do this. Maybe we can have the young people produce it that will target, it shouldn't. Maybe we can have it relevant, period, across the board. Mm-hmm. Because even though they're young, they can, can bring the awareness and educate, the community, whether they're young, middle age, much older. In addition to us being able to make it relevant to the older community. But I think if you limit it to just the young, it being targeted to the young people, then you may miss those, and I think we want to kind of, take advantage of it and get, since it's a grant, get all of what we can out of it. That would be my suggestion.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work within the next, 2 weeks, when we won't meet again, of course, until sometime next month. So be a lot of emails with the capital CACJS going out, right? So just let's try to do whatever we can to make this happen and get it done in such a way that it's, that it really gets the grant for us. First, like we said, don't put the cart before the horse, Mr. Rosenbaum, right? You know, let's get the grant first. Okay. Just want to make sure you was awake over there.
All right. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Let's move on to this update on the revised questionnaire. We really wanted to sign off on this tonight as the objective or the goal. So let's see if that's going to happen.
I was just going to let everybody know,
I know that Barbara and Jennifer came in late. Jennifer, we did, had our person do all of the changes that you recommended to this document. It took him an entire day just to go through the whole thing. And I think he's going to try to have me run over by a car. So if something happens to me, you can look at him first. But I believe, and I've looked through it, there were a couple of typos that I caught that we fixed and made it clear about which check boxes were supposed to go. The section on race on the back of the document, that language has been changed to reflect the changes that you made. So as far as I know, this should be the final version. The other thing I was going to say is that, and I sent an email to this effect, it may not have been 100% clear, the section C under accommodations, the computer system only accepts 1 month. So that was a question that was asked at the last meeting, and I said I would answer. The other thing is that the section, question 8 on race, it is possible to put other boxes in there for other options that would be consistent with the 2010 census. Unfortunately, there's really not enough space on here to really expand it much farther than what's on there now. So is it possible? Yes, but it was highly recommended by the individual doing this that we kind of limit it to what it is now. And use that as our basis. So with that background, I just want to let everybody know that that's what we've been up to.
All right, Matt.
Under number 8 of the race box, if people put, if fill in more than one, or mark, sorry, more than one box, that's not going to cause any kind of computer meltdown.
No.
Bill?
I thought we were going to change the language to say mark the boxes or put a S in parentheses or something there on number 8.
Yeah, I guess we could. It wasn't in, it must not have been in the language that that he received. I can ask him if he can do that. But again, I will be taking my life with my own hands.
You don't want to get run over.
Change the position of the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Randy's all for more changes now. Randy's not alone. I can ask him to do that. Mark the boxes with a ES in parentheses, and I will to the term, and I'll put an S in the parentheses behind that. I don't think that would be too difficult, but if you try to make any wholesale changes at this point, my life will be over.
Thank you.
Mr. Holland, I practically wanted to weep when I saw almost all of my proposed changes incorporated here. And I know when you said it took your vendor almost a day, there I was sitting in the Urbana Library, and I knew I had to get it to you by the close of work. And it was Urbana's homecoming day. You know, the parade was coming down Ray Street, and I was working. When I got to the court, and it was practically 4:30, and I knew I almost missed the deadline. But I want to thank you very, very much.
Well, I'll pass it along to Mr. Bedwell, who is our technology guru. He did all the work. I just passed along the information to him, and I did bring him a box of Kleenex later in the day because he was crying, but he did, because he was also going blind, but he did fine, and we're glad to have it done.
There does remain one subject for disagreement, where it says, is your name and address correct, or it should say, are your name and address correct, mm-hmm. on the front page. Mm-hmm. Are your name and address. Your name and address is plural, so the verb should be are, not is.
Mm-hmm. Or you make it name or address.
I would never have noticed.
In a little box underneath the symbol of the county.
So you can either say, no, it has to be.
Oh, okay.
See, that's hard to read.
Correct.
Where's that? Where's that on the
It's teeny tiny.
Is your name in the permanent address?
And do you have a magnifying glass?
Well, again, and that's the problem. I mean, the more stuff we put on here, the smaller and smaller the print is to make it all fit.
But change, it's just one more character. Instead of is saying R, A-R-E.
We'll do it.
Okay. But,
R.
Why are you laughing? You asked for public participation. You got nothing for it. It's not your third answer. I suffer.
As judged upon us and said, this is getting to, group writing and group editing are very difficult. This is becoming a masterpiece. It's clear. It's easy to use. Roger even had the vendor change the all caps type to style capitalization, which is easier for the reader. It's so magnificent that every county in the state may want to use this.
Well, I intend to share it with other judges at the conference.
Great. I really, really appreciate it.
With those changes in mind, I'm going to make a motion that we adopt this document as the last, final, and forever foreclosed upon version of this document.
Yes.
Approved.
Okay, so it's motion by Mr. Holland and second by Mr. Gladney. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. Oh, boy. Anybody abstain that wanted to?
Yeah, don't bring it back up. I don't know if I can win twice. Okay. It's eliminated altogether. Yeah.
But that is with the understanding that the is will be changed to R, right?
Yes. That and the boxes and the terms on the back of the number 8 will be changed. And that will be the last of it. But we'll be done.
So when do you think those would start going out and then be used actually in court?
Well, maybe
in 2 or 3 months? Or?
Well, hopefully. It depends on when we can get Gary up here from Texas to actually do the programming, because he's going to have to come up and do the programming, because each of those boxes and check marks and everything have to be programmed so that when they go through the scanner at the courthouse, that information is plugged into the computer system. So I'll report back to the committee once I've talked to Gary and find out.
Do you have any idea when that would be?
I have no idea. It'll depend on Gary's schedule and when he's going to get up here, and I have no idea about that at this point. This is good work. I'm hoping this won't cost anything. I'm hoping that it will be done pursuant to the maintenance agreement that we have with the company. So I'm sort of at a loss to try to push him to do it on our timetable. It's more when it's going to be on his timetable, and it may be that he can do it from Texas, but I honestly don't know.
Matt, and then Mr. Rosenbaum.
I assume I let the moment pass without saying how happy I am that this is going to prove, and just thank everyone on the committee for their ideas they brought to it, and also Mr. Holland, Mr. Thomas, for being so willing to make the changes to it. And it's in many ways a different document than what was originally being put out, and I think it's a real tangible evidence of
change
of what this committee has been working on, and I hope there's more to come.
All right.
Amen. My question is, have you started sending out the cover letter that says how important service is?
No.
I would suggest perhaps that letter start going out in the next couple months with the old jury form, and then when the new jury form is ready, then we can continue your letter with that, because if we want to try to figure out what are the things that are improving participation, if we have a period of time with the old survey with your letter, and we start to see going up, we're seeing that letter's actually helping, then when we get the new one, new survey with the letter, then we can say, okay, it's going up even more, right? Mm-hmm. To document the improvement, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the problem is.
I have no problem with that. We've all reviewed the letter and had an opportunity to weigh in on it. I mean, we can send the letter out with our present questionnaire, right?
Right.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
She said, wait. All right.
And does that statistically make sense, Bill?
Yeah.
Because if you wait until the new survey, then you don't know, is it your letter or the new form that's important?
We may need to have you actually help fold the letters. So
I'll
let
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Do we have a boxing ring in here anywhere? So, I think we are moving on. Where's my agenda? It's hiding from me. Okay, we have a motion here to move to number 9 and skip number 8, come back to number 8 due to time. Discuss accommodating members' difficulties with this Friday meeting. So I know there was a ton of negotiating that went on that primarily centered around me being present at the meetings because of my work schedule, working from Sunday through Thursday. I work from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m., so I cannot make evening meetings Monday through Thursday. So Friday was the only evening that was an option for me. But I know a lot has changed with the weather and with the time for Ms. Miller, not driving in the night and stuff like that. So we're open for that discussion right now.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
If this time is convenient for everybody else, I wouldn't want you to change just because of me.
Okay. Mr. Weiber.
Well, how about if you got a ride from somebody else?
That'd be great. I got a ride from Bill tonight, and I appreciate it.
Where do you live?
Clark Lindsay.
Oh, well, I mean, I could.
And I work at Vet Med, so it's kind of on the way in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well,
if you could make it, let me know, I can drive.
That'd be easy to change.
Okay. Ms. Putman?
I'm just very touched. But how many times do I ask someone for a ride home? Right. Every time. Every single time. Not one have I not asked for a ride home. Except the one time after I had surgery and my husband was scared to let me get in a non-ergonomic car. And he came and picked me up. But thank everybody for helping to make this happen.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I mean, you have... This is one of the things that you wanted on the agenda. Was there something in particular other than Ms. Miller that was making you...
No, because I never get around well.
No matter what time.
Without day or night. I never get around well.
Okay. Yeah.
People have always helped me.
I just was kidding. Lorraine, what's your opinion about this meeting? If you know ahead of time.
It's kind of hard because I've got 3 foster children that don't get home at about 5:30.
Okay.
So, I don't know if anybody's interested in an earlier meeting or what?
Earlier meeting on Friday. For me, that's not a problem because I don't work on Friday, but I think everybody else here has to try to leave work early, right?
I can't come. 3:00, I have a meeting every Friday.
Is there a way to do it over lunch hour?
No, except sometimes there are meetings that would artificially limit the amount of time that we can discuss things.
But it's 5:00. So does it come to dinner so much? Could you make 5:00 meetings?
Well, I mean, it's still going to get dark. I mean, it's not going
to. And I think what Ms. Coward is saying is that, I mean, with the foster children coming in at 5, you need like a much earlier meeting, though, don't you?
Yes, I do. If I haven't been coming to the meeting really because I haven't got the notification because I'm having a problem keeping the email address.
Oh, okay.
But if I can get a notification, like written notification, and then I can prepare, you know, for me somebody to be there for tomorrow.
Okay, so then, because usually what I do is try to have a date already chosen. But so we try to meet sort of earlier, because we've been meeting twice a month. And that's one thing that we could actually open up for discussion, because right now I don't know if that's still necessary, Matt.
Just yes, you invited me. Correct me if I'm wrong, but at the last meeting, wasn't there sort of a general consensus that perhaps you should revert to once a month?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I can do is next month is November, and I know Thanksgiving towards the end of the month, so we would probably meet maybe the 13th. Is that does that sound like a good day for everybody, November 13th? I know November 12th. You can't make that?
Yeah, but I'm scheduled around.
2 days after Armistice Day, so
say that again.
2 days after Armistice Day.
And depending on my rehab, I would be here or not.
And if we moved you back 7 days from there, we'd be talking about the 21st.
2020. That works better for me.
That works better? I just didn't want to get closer to Thanksgiving on everybody. I don't know.
Yeah, we're still leaving before Thanksgiving. Okay. As soon as we leave in town on that day, but are there students here?
I think the 21st would be, I mean, I can't, depending on.
20th.
Is it the 20th?
Yeah.
Oh, there's 7 plus 13 is 20. Anyway, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah.
And Thanksgiving would be over here.
Okay. So does the 20th work
yeah.
for most everybody? Does that give you enough notification, Ms. Coward?
Yeah, that'll give you enough. The only thing is there may have to, I'm sure there'll have to be a lot of communication in between time because with Ms. Chronic and the grant and all that, I think we'll have to,
yeah.
And that may be the way that we can get away with doing it once a month is just to increase our
communication
between us on email.
Okay.
The letter's due November 2nd, but when is the grant proposal due? Is it?
No, it's due. It's
due. The letter of commitment was due November 2nd.
Well, it's the grant is due November 2nd also, but it's just November 2nd by 5 p.m., so she said if she has it by noon, you know,
I think Ms. Chronic is actually writing the grant proposal.
Right.
She just needs the letter of commitment to go with that grant proposal on that day to be submitted to the Chancellor's office.
Right. Did I see a hand, Bill?
I think Roger, maybe last meeting, suggested that if we have a couple of subcommittees, like one that works on the video project and maybe one that does the data or something like that, then we can meet in between meetings and then report back. So we'll have... We'll be able to,
And that might be something where the subcommittees can be over lunch hour because it's more focused.
Yeah. And I mean, that's where I was kind of going when I thought about the stuff about the data and all the stuff that needs to be produced. You know, if we're just kind of waiting for somebody to volunteer, it may not get done. But if we've got a group that says we'll work on this, that's where I was going with it. So I mean, I think that's a good idea. And lunch is easier for me during because I can still make lunch dates. So we'd have to kind of get people to volunteer for certain aspects of. Of this. Should we try to, I mean, we don't want to try to hammer that out right now, though, do we?
No, probably wait until we get the, see if we get it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, if you're clear, if that helps you, good. So we've satisfied that, you think, Ms. Putman?
Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, all right.
So what time is the meeting then on the 20th? Is it the same time as we're meeting now? Or?
Yeah, it would still be, because you need 5:30, because Ms., so 5:30.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I put it in there.
Matt, you needed 5:30 too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, and if we can go back to number 8, which is basically, I just wanted to actually iron out some actual times that maybe Ms. Avery and myself and people who we thought would be ideal for the, because we were still talking about doing the video with that Judge Ladd does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I've been having nightmares about that because I don't know how what that would really look like and what to say that. Because I still have to encompass all of the rules and expectations, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
Trying to do that in a way that is still going to be interesting to a group of people, you know, me just standing there talking, you know. I have to do something to...
Well, but you've indicated that Ms. Avery would be willing to help, and, mm-hmm. and I think if you've been, you know, got other people engaged in this video, I mean, that...
Just adding more people, so to speak, and just not one person just standing there talking to them.
And yeah, you're going to explain to them basically some of the rules, but maybe you can have some members of the community express, you know, in a very brief period of time how important this is.
Okay. So maybe our role is more of the importance of it, try to give our stamp of approval, so to speak, on it. And not necessarily try to get into the rules and regulations of what
you do the basics. You know, you will show up. You know, they try to make it as convenient as possible. They have a call-in system. But yeah, no, you really don't have to get into, unless the committee thinks otherwise, the nuts and bolts of actual jury service is the importance of it and how, you know, when you get the questionnaire, please fill it out.
You all understand what we're talking about, right? We're talking, like Ms. Coward, about the video that potential jurors see from Judge Ladd when she's standing there explaining to them what this is about, how much we appreciate their service. And we're talking about myself, maybe Patricia Avery, and I don't know if we said Patrick, but basically some of the African-American people in the community who would speak on that video with Ms. Ladd or before the video with Ms. Ladd to kind of get people to see in the African-American community the importance of it, put our stamp of approval on it, so to speak. So We need to find out when we can actually go ahead and try to get some of that done, because I think it can go into the schools and churches. We don't have to wait on this possible grant from Ms. Chronic. So I just don't know when is the best time to do something like that.
Well, it depends on who you're going to have with you besides Ms. Avery. I was another group that you could tap into would be some of the ministers.
Mm-hmm.
They can express their how important it is. If you needed anyone from the courthouse, we can make them available if you wanted to do it that way. But I mean, I would leave that up to you as to how you want to.
I'm just saying, like, I guess me and you could talk about this a little bit. Maybe, you know, you could buy me lunch or something. I don't
sure.
have a problem with that.
I've done that before.
Okay, so.
Wait.
Roger, you'd be part of it.
So we'll work that out.
Yeah.
We'll work that out. Okay. Yes.
I just want to remind you, at one point we talked about having some kind of testimonials. Would that be for this video? Would that be more for, like, Kimberly's? Of past people that have served on juries previously and what it meant to them, kind of thing.
I think that's a good addition to that. Yeah, because
sure.
It's authentic, you know.
Well, and I think the reason we were looking at that was because Judge Defiance said that everyone that came out of it always has a really kind of valuable experience to talk about or something. Mm-hmm. I forget exactly what it was. We'd have to look up the tape, but it was impressive, whatever it was.
Matt?
No, a thought just occurred that it's probably very far-fetched to occur. But if you put people on there, if you do this as a tape that we played for people who are in the jury waiting room, is that what we're talking about? Or something?
No.
This would just be for the community, right?
Right, yeah.
So we move down from the thing like that would be going along with the jurors and the...
No, we're still talking about that. I guess it could still be shown in the jury room also.
That was my concern, though. Never mind.
Because you're saying people who've already served are on there?
It seems like really two different things.
No.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
I mean, you could definitely cut and paste some of the stuff that Judge Ladd does into the one that goes out into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we could maybe, you know, add something to the one that we show the jurors, but the topics are a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thrust of it might be a little bit different. But.
Yeah, because you're talking about a group who've already gone through the process and are there.
Right,
in the gym.
Exactly. So it's
yeah,
more like
they filled out their questions.
Right, it's more like a thank you for doing it. You know, we appreciate you being here, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Matt, you're pretty sharp, man. I just want to let you know I appreciate it. Yes, Ms. Butler.
Since we're talking about the orientation video, that reminds me that would probably also be very helpful for Kim Chronic and her, should we be so fortunate as to be chosen to be awarded the grant,
mm-hmm.
for them to see. Could you make that available? Could Aaron?
How many copies did we make last time, Roger?
Well,
how many copies did we make?
Yes, we have some more, Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, we do, because we made some.
Can't we just put it on YouTube?
Oh, that's my idea.
This is a very important point, because when we start talking about dealing with the generation of young people now, and even younger than me, I'm pretty old, but the YouTube, the text, and this MySpace stuff is like the new thing. So
the only thing that might be different about that is that when you put something out, in fact, we just had a discussion about it this week in the courthouse, when you put something out on the Internet, it can also be taken and modified.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
there's no securities? I thought there was some ways to secure some things that they can't be changed.
I know. If you put it out there on the web, you are, you know, it's an invitation, and the last thing you want is to bring some sort of embarrassment to anyone.
It can't be changed in place, but they can take it and change it and put it outside.
After seeing the scenes taken from the final days of Adolf Hitler talking about Brett Favre going to the Vikings,
no.
There's lots of those.
Oh, okay. No.
And that's the last thing we want is to bring any embarrassment or ridicule upon something that we're trying to promote.
Okay. So where we are. All right, I think that we did new business, old business. Yes, indeed. The next meeting is November 20th.
20th.
Yeah, 2009. And public participation. You all didn't remind me. I'm sitting, I can't see in the back of my head. We should have had you in the agenda. You know, Roger was talking about it. Come on. Go right ahead, please. What is it? What you want to share with us?
Well, as Jenny was saying, my name is Mary Beth Versace. I'd actually gone to, I think it might have been your first meeting last year in the spring, because I'm a sophomore at the University of Illinois and I'm a major in journalism. So I worked for the Daily Monday last year as a news reporter. And I ended up where I did a couple stories that I do jury diversity. The first one was mainly on the court and watching reports, and the second one was when I came to your meeting to do more about the committee. But now I'm not a news reporter anymore with the DI. I moved over to opinions column, writing an opinions column. But right now I'm in a journalism class, and we have to write an issue story, which is our main story for the class. So I wanted to do it again on jury diversity, just to kind of follow up with what I did last semester, and kind of to delve in a little deeper. So that's why I'm at the meeting today. So I was really happy to be here and just to listen to what you guys are doing. And I'll probably, because this is just so I can kind of get back into it and refresh my memory and everything that's going on. But I'll probably be emailing probably a lot of you just with additional questions or trying to set up interviews, that kind of thing, for my story that's due. I think it's mid-November. So I'm just going to be working on it, and I'll be in contact.
You were here the first meeting you had?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell what we progressed?
Yes, and I know the first one was just kind of, you guys are just kind of figuring out what you wanted to do and talking a lot more with the court watching reports. But now
we're getting a $20,000 grant from the chancellor.
We're hoping.
So we've revised our questionnaire. It's only taken us
an entire time. Are there any more copies of the
Roger, you have any questions?
Of course.
And is there any way I could get a copy of what the questionnaire used to look like?
Yeah,
I might have that somewhere. Let me. Here's what it looks like now.
Roger, could I get a copy?
You bet.
And I guess if you contact Roger, he can get you an old copy.
Or at least a current copy. Yeah.
But this is what we're waiting for, some other approval, program stuff, and then that would be the.
I was looking to see if I happen to have one. I may. Too many pieces of paper.
I agree. But. That's just the way it's a masterpiece. And when we can take it to your session and say, look at what a.
Hold on, Jenny. Given what I'm seeing in the conferences that I've attended and what I'm seeing now in this new educational conference in 2010, this is an issue that the United States Supreme Court is going to address. This is an issue that I discuss with judges when I teach, and every judge in the state of Illinois is going to have an opportunity to attend this jury diversity program. Again, I don't know what the content is, but
the one, I mean, but the one is our what our citizens would develop.
I think that's something that.
Well, Jenny, we just hope they think that too. Because they may say, "Who put this stuff together?"
And then I'm going to refer them.
So if that. If you were clear, Ms. Mary Beth, if you were done, if you have anything else you want to add?
The only other thing is, I saw you guys looking at another packet earlier. I think it was the proposal for the grant or something.
The minutes?
Well, I do have minutes, but
Is that something that can go out? That's not something that's not supposed to go out, is it?
No, I'll
it's public.
It can be shared with the committee, so
we're public.
Okay. It's not really.
That's not all we have. I didn't read that, actually.
The email or the letter from Kimberly was sent to you, though. I mean, if that's the question, that's not.
She said it can present to the committee, therefore it's public document.
Okay. All right. So that closes the public participation. Are you sure? Yes?
Sure.
What about from this section? No? Judge Thomas?
That's not public participation, just a comment. We've had a rough 2 weeks in this community.
Yes,
and it doesn't necessarily make our job that much easier, but I think it makes it that much more important.
Mm, that's true. You know, some things kind of come full circle. I remember, you know, when the incident took place a while ago with the officer from Urbana. And there was a recommendation from the state police of prosecution. And one of the attorneys who had taken it over, who was supposed to be the special prosecutor, frankly told us he just didn't think he could get a conviction so he never even pushed the issue of prosecution. And the point that he was making to me was that that juries need to, there need to be some changes from a jury perspective, because he didn't, that was his sentiment to me. So without, you know, getting into names and all that kind of stuff, I was just sort of seconding that, yes, this work that we're doing is not light at all. It is indeed very important to the involvement, I think, of the community and people feeling good about our judicial system, and it's very important that we have that. So I think we should all continue to work hard and realize the importance of it, because it does make a difference. So I guess with that said, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, sir.
Did you want feedback?
I'll go ahead and take it back.